I'm not prejudiced. I had Obama's people in here. They are doing meetings here. I'm a Republican.
Had the Democratic, the
yeah,
local Democratic
I've
people.
I've been having them in here. They do their meetings here and everything. As long as they pay, no problem. I'm not prejudiced. But I do not agree with Obama at all. That guy is going to kill us. He's getting money from overseas. He got $240 million, according to what I've seen on TV. How much of that did he pay Clinton to get off? Now Clinton's over there working for him.
So you think he actually paid Hillary
right.
not to run? Well,
where did he get all this money? They said on the news he got $240 million from overseas. How much of that $240 million did she get? To resign and help him on his campaign.
So you don't think it was just that she didn't have enough votes to
well, no,
get the nominee?
No, you know better than that. I mean, she was in there hand-to-hand with him, you know, all the way. Mm-hmm. She was paid off.
So what are, from your perspective, as a, you're a business owner and you've been pretty much hit by this, the bad economy, even in the last couple of months before the recent developments. What is it that you need? What, Alfredo, what is it that needs to change from your perspective?
Well, I'll tell you what, Obama gets in there, they take all the guns away from us. You don't have to worry about it because China's got so many people over there, they can send half the people over here to try to wipe us out. If they get wiped out, it's no problem to them. The only thing they do is then they send their armed forces to get together with everybody else overseas to come out and whop everybody in that belongs to the devil over here because the way they say we're the devil, right? They'll come and wipe us out.
So you
better learn how to speak Chinese to because you're going to be their slave.
So you're really concerned about our national security and our ability to bear arms?
Well, look at it. You know, what is Obama saying? He wants to cut the military in half? Sure, cut them in half. That way they don't have to worry about all them fighting back because we don't have but half of the armed forces here. That'd be easier to come and wipe us out. It's getting bad. I think it's getting bad. And I'll tell you what. You know, you go back to the time of the Romans and all that, and you see how things happen, and it's happening to us right now, and people can open their eyes to it. Have you seen what Obama's been saying? Have you seen what his wife says about the white woman? Are you white? I mean, tell me about this. Now they don't even let her talk because she talks against white men, white women. Well, the white women's what I figured. Hey, wait a minute. He can't talk like that. I mean, that knocked his voice down quite a bit.
So you think that, I hadn't heard anything that Michelle had said about white women, but...
Oh, yeah, it came out right on the news.
Alfredo, what did you hear on the news about
well,
white women?
She hated white women. This plane hated white women. And
you heard
white
that
men.
On the news?
Yes, it was on the news. And it was on the news that... Obama got $240 million. How much of that did he give Clinton?
So, could it be that he raised a total of $250 million?
No, this came from overseas. From the terrorists. The terrorists are sending him money over here to help him with his campaign. And he's taking it unlawfully. He's not supposed to take it. It's against the law.
So, if that happened... Then are you concerned that that isn't more widely reported? Because
I should be.
So you feel because I know that I haven't seen that. So when
well, I don't see too much TV, but I'll sit down here and I'll put the news on, and I'll get a little bit here, a little bit there, and that's some of the stuff that I've been picking up on TV.
Okay. So you're very concerned about the Democrats. How are you feeling about the Republican Party?
Well, I'm a Republican. What can I say?
Yeah.
So you're feeling pretty comfortable with John McCain and Sarah Palin?
That's what we got. Okay. You got to realize, he's been overseas. He knows what war is about. He's had his... in fact, I think he was POW, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yes. See, he's been through the mill.
Yes.
And it's fortunate he's got enough money to run for presidency, because it takes a lot of money to run for presidency. You can't just get in there without the money. Mm-hmm. So he must have some pretty rich relatives to be able to afford to sit him in for presidency, because I don't think, you know, he had the money. Takes a lot of money.
Yeah.
And now the way it looks like, what they were doing with the people, they were putting them all in welfare, giving them all food stamps. Correct? I mean, the majority of people, all the middle class, there's going to be no middle class. They're all going to be way down below or way up above. It depends who pays who's up. Right? And most of the people in Congress, they make their $100,000 a year, $200,000, $500,000, $1 million. I don't know how much they make, but I'm sure they're pretty well wealthy. But how about the regular people over here that are in middle class? I mean, I've been hearing a lot about in California, a lot of them people got $1 million homes. The banks are taken away from them. They're living in tents down there by the river. What is that? $1 million homes. I don't even know what a $1 million home would look like, you know. And they're living down there in tents. I seen that in the news also, you know. I see that a lot of the banks are going under. Why? Small banks, small businesses all going under. Why?
So, Alfredo, what is it that you're looking for in the next administration? What would you like to see change?
Does it matter? Look at the way things are. Does it matter what I want? It's already set. They've already got their, everything's going to be set. I'm dead, just like you and everybody else. We're all dead.
So you don't see much hope for our nation right now?
No, none at all. Do you?
Yes, sir, I do.
How?
I think this country's been through a lot of difficult times.
Yeah,
I think
here you're voting for Obama that's going to bring the terrorist in here to wipe us out. And you're voting for him? Give me a break. I mean, why help him? If he gets in there as presidency, hey, we've had it. We're history. He's going to take all our guns away. If you want a gun, sure, he'll give you a gun for $1 million. He'll let you buy your gun. But otherwise, the rest of the people, he wants to take their guns. They can come in here, wipe us out. A terrorist. And he got that money from terrorists, $240 million. You better look at the situation. You better look a little more. You're involved in that. You could find out about the news and what's going on. I'm not. You know who I am? I'm just a plain old rancher that got into some money. I buy a motel. And then out at the ranch, I'm out in the hills all the time. I run cows. I fix fences. I don't even have TV over there. I had a little lantern. That's what my light was. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I go to bed at 4 o'clock in the evening. As I go, sometimes I won't go to the cabin for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I'd eat rabbit, squirrel, turkey, berries. I'd be from close to him, to that guy right there, to a bear. He'd be eating berries over there, I'd be eating berries over here. He'd be growling, I'd growl back, but he never bothered me. That's who I am. Then I come and get this place, and I start finding out business is really bad. The taxes kill you. I don't see how anybody that's an American can own something. I am an American. I'm the only one here that owns a motel. Everybody else from around me, they're all from India. They're all Patels. Government gives them money to come and do businesses over here. But our people that are here cannot have a business because they can't afford it. If I didn't have money, I couldn't afford this because I keep on paying out of my own pocket to keep it going. It's ridiculous.
So, Alfredo, I know that you represent probably the hardest working, most self-reliant part of America. And for me, it seems like that is the part of America that has always brought us back. You got the heart and soul of this country, if you will, the people who are willing to work hard and put their integrity above everything else. And so for you to say that you don't think that this country can come back.
Oh, it can come back, but they got to do a lot of changes. And if they don't do them quick, we're history. Mm-hmm. I think we're gone. They're just going to come wipe us out. Mm-hmm. Like I say, you start learning how to speak Chinese because you're going to be their slave.
I know how busy you are, and I know how hard you work, so I...
No, you don't. You just think you do.
Well, you're probably correct. So I guess I want to say thank you for taking the time with me today and being willing to talk so honestly. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, you won't like to hear what I have to say.
Actually, I didn't mind at all.